On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A British man convicted of killing a woman in a speedboat crash will stay in custody in Georgia for 3 months while a request takes place for his extradition back to the UK. Jack Shepherd was convicted last year of Charlotte Brown's manslaughter in London in 2015. He handed himself in this week after months on the run.
KMFM News.
The parents of a 15-year-old girl who died from a severe food allergy are welcoming plans to introduce tougher rules on packaged products. Natasha Ednan-Laperouse collapsed after eating a baguette which didn't have all the ingredients listed. A consultation will look at whether to demand all information is shown on food. Natasha's dad, Nadim, has welcomed the proposals from the Environment Secretary.
It's a really big step. It's a momentous moment, actually, that's happening right now. And Michael Gove, we feel, has really grasped the severity and the seriousness of the situation for the 2 million people who have allergies in the UK. And that's a growing population. It's not a static situation.
Hospital bosses in East Kent have made a bid for £34 million of emergency funding to help tackle a backlog of urgently needed repairs. Earlier this week, we told you about problems at the Kent and Canterbury, Ashford's William Harvey and the QEQM in Margate. The money will go towards priority upgrades like fixing boilers and windows. Elsewhere, health campaigners who are worried about plans to create 3 specialist units in Kent to treat people who've suffered a stroke have been staging a protest. The proposals include developing sites at Dartford, Maidstone and Ashford, but Save Our NHS Kent are worried that closing existing units in East Kent and Medway could put lives at risk. Carly Jeffrey is from the group and says health bosses are well aware of how unpopular the plan is.
They've chosen to hold the final decision meeting at an out-of-town hotel rather than at the council chamber where these kind of meetings are normally held, and we think they've done that to deter protesters.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The president of the Calais region of France insists his country is ready for Brexit. Xavier Bertrand says preparation at ports means any disruption after we leave the EU won't be the fault of the French. He's urging the UK to ensure our borders are ready. Immigration Minister Caroline Noakes says she's making sure we're prepared if there's a no deal.
Of course we'll be ready. We're putting in necessary precautions. We are increasing the number of border force, and from my perspective, we are determined to make sure that our priority is security, flow and then revenue.
A lorry driver who smuggled more than 5 million cigarettes into Kent inside fake washing machines has been jailed. Packets were found hidden in the empty machines on board an HGV that was stopped at the port of Dover last September. The 51-year-old from Poland has been sentenced to more than 2.5 years. Meantime, more than 30,000 illegal cigarettes have been seized during raids on 4 shops in Medway. Trading standards officers with specially trained sniffer dogs also found 74 kilograms of hand-rolling tobacco. And a long diversion is going to be in place this weekend as part of the M20's closed again so new bridges can be built. They're part of the new £104 million Junction 10A project near Ashford. It means the motorway will be closed coastbound between junctions 9 and 11 and London bound between 11 and 10 from 10 tonight until 6 on Monday morning. Thomas Selby is the project director.
It's inevitable that it's going to be a little bit more congested if people do follow the diversion routes, and we hope that things we put in place this weekend, the M20 and the adjacent roads that feed into it, will be much less congested than they were.
You can see a map of the diversion route at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and it's a massive weekend for Gillingham as they look to make the 5th round of the FA Cup. With more on that and the latest from the Australian Open, here's Ish.
Well, in the past hour, the players have left Priestfield Stadium to head to Swansea. They take on the Championship side tomorrow after a surprise win over Premier League team Cardiff last time. It's a trip back to his hometown for manager Steve Lovell.
It's massive for the players. It's a chance for them to put themselves on the map again and push themselves forward and push us set forward as a football club. It's a great opportunity. You know, we can go to Swansea and be confident that to play the way that we want to play. We're the underdogs going there. We're not expected to win. The pressure's all going to be on Swansea to get a result, and we're going to go there and we're going to take the game to them and have a go.
And you can watch our preview to the game at kentonline.co.uk. Tennis, and Novak Djokovic has stormed into the final of the Australian Open. The Wimbledon champion demolished Frenchman Luca Puy in straight sets, 6-love, 6-2, 6-2. He'll face Rafa Nadal for the title on Sunday. Petra Kvitova meets Naomi Osaka in tomorrow's women's final.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.